This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, fans and the pro. Power Boulevard, the Rouse is 37-11. Get everything you need for the weekend. You get wings, you get sushi, chips, fresh everything. Anything that you need for football weekend, come by, pick it up. You'll see us. You see the big, large Gatorade tent. We are right next to that. They've got a special scan going on. If you scan, you get an opportunity to win two tickets to the Atlanta game on November 23rd. The drawing is tomorrow. And so come on by, say hello. All kinds of Gatorade drinks. I've got my water filled with Propel right now. That's a Gatorade product, right? So I win, right? Okay. We are next to Deuce is sitting at the table with me. He's in a nice chair, just kind of, you know, in the middle of nothing. They have put me next to the mini donuts, the muffins, the cherry pies, chocolate pies. I am like, you know.
Donut holes.
I'm sandwiched in between everything I cannot, you know, shouldn't be opening and touching. And I haven't to this point, so I'm very proud.
Now, I don't know about that. I looked over there at one point, and you got stuff all up on your ear, and I'm like, Mike, what are you doing? And then he's like, well, I'm over here by the donuts, and so it wasn't a donut, though. So
no,
hey, that's a plus.
It was the ear muff on the headphones just coming apart. All right, let's talk a little. We have not Mac Jones. All right, so Saints played him twice.
Yep.
21-23. Beat him twice.
Yep.
Both games. Pick six.
Pick six.
Tyrann Mathieu, Malcolm Jenkins.
Yep.
Which takes us back a little bit. Man's thrown six pick sixes. So I was talking to Kellen Moore today, Coach Moore, and I was like, it feels like both teams are going to have kind of the same game plan. Because both teams, whoever can stop the run, which, you know, and then, because then you're just going to tee off. They want to rattle Rattler, and the Saints want to whack Mac, right? But you got to be able to stop the run first. But if they can contain Christian and Brian Robinson, man, I just, you know.
If I'm the Saints, I feel a lot better than if I'm the 49ers.
Right.
Then you're like, wait, what do you mean? One, I'm at home. Two, my quarterback has started this year. Mac Jones has started games as well. But if I remember correct, this is his first year. With the 49ers,
yes.
Correct?
He was with Jacksonville last year, 2-8, played the final like nine
so
games.
So how long has he been in that system?
Oh, just the offseason.
Just the spring.
Yep, and the
just
preseason.
The offseason.
Right.
And so for him, it's his second game on the road. They haven't played at home. They were at Seattle last week. He's a veteran, but it's still a new offense. It's still going through that system. So when you're looking at it, if I'm the Saints, I feel pretty good about where we are offensively until you say, wait, what? Yeah, you know, your left guard, he's kind of new. Oh, yeah, your left tackle, he's new as well. And your right tackle is kind of new to the position in the NFL. And, oh, yeah, he's got some knees that have been bothering him. And it's almost like you just throw your hands up and, like, I have a prime opportunity to, quote, unquote, steal one. But then you don't know if your guys are going to be able to hold up health-wise.
And something that you've talked about before, and it's and we saw it last week. And here I will talk. I will give it to you in both teams, so to speak. So the Saints last week in the red zone were 1 of 4, 25%. Goal to go, 0 for 1, 0%. Arizona was the exact opposite. They were very good. San Francisco in the red zone last week were 2 of 5. 40%. Goal to go, 1 of 3, 33%. They had two turnovers, got two, but gave away two. Blocked kick, missed kick. You talk about a team that was fortunate to go on the road. You do those kind of stats and go 9 penalties, go on the road and win. Man, so I say all that, which you and I say now. I say all that to say this. You got a touchdowns. 14 play drives and a missed field goal, or 14 play drives, a 10 play drive, first and goal with a 3, and no touchdowns. That's the difference.
No, 100% that's the difference. I mean, if the Saints are able to punch the ball in the red zone, it's a totally different game for them. I mean, and you cannot go 1 of 4 in the red zone. You just can't do it. And then I'm happy that they had the plus 10 drives as far as plays. But you got to cash in.
Right.
You got to cash in.
It'll give you points for time of possession.
Time of possession, or, hey, you ran 12 plays. You ran 12 plays. You know, you're not getting bonus points for that. You've got to be able to score. And this week, even if you have those type of plays, if you can come away with three, even if it's 5 times, and you add a couple of touchdowns to that as well, I think you feel better about your situation.
And clean up the penalties. I mean, they're really.
Well, I mean, that's got to happen regardless.
Right, because there were 16, three
total.
Declined. 16
no.
Penalties, 13 that were actually taken. And do you feel, I thought Spencer played well within himself, and I thought the offense was set up for him to play well within himself. And I won't use the word conservative, but do you feel it will be more open this week?
I have no idea.
Really?
And the reason you say you have no idea is because of the injuries that I talked about
right.
earlier. I would love for them to be able to push the ball down the field. They have to be able to take advantage of the speed. But when you look at defensively how the 49ers want to play you and are going to play you, I mean, Mike, they blitzed on 40% of the plays. Now, I don't know if that was just a game plan type situation. But if they are blitzing that much, if you have the ball 60 times and they're blitzing on 25 to 30% or 30 plays or 20 plays, that's a ton. So if they blitz, you can't just be satisfied with, oh, we picked up the first down. No, you have to be able to hit them and make a guy miss or hit them where it's something over the top.
And I will say, I've watched their San Francisco Seattle game. They got a couple of young kids.
Oh, they got players
that fly
around.
Marquise Siegel and Upton Stout, who's the cornerback, who those guys both, I mean, they got beat on double moves several times. And you want to see Shaheed, you know, kind of, it wasn't like they didn't throw to Shaheed or kind of Lavi at 13 targets. But it's just up top. Press it. Make them know that you can do it.
Oh, you got to do it. I agree. You got to be able to stretch this field. You can't play that game in a box. I mean, it's just it won't be anything good for you if you play it in a box.
And defensively, you're right, boys. I mean, I watched D. Winters and Fred Warner and Luke Gifford. Man, those linebackers.
They fly.
They're almost, you know, when you're watching it on the All-22 and you're watching from behind, you're like, there's nowhere. They're filling every gap. Mm-hmm. You know, 4 guys and then those 3, very, very tough to run the ball, but they escaped. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what if he were sitting here under truth serum, Kyle Shanahan, when Brock Purdy let that ball go to Jake Tonjes at the end of the game, went, oh my gosh, because that Seattle defender
right.
should have picked it off.
Right. No, I agree with you.
You know, we'll wait and see. But you get it's, and we've said it before, it's not who you play, but, you know, when you play them. And so the Saints and 49ers, it's kind of a weird deal because so the Saints played Arizona, then San Francisco, then Seattle, and San Francisco is playing Seattle, Saints, and then Arizona. So we'll have to wait and see. Lots of NFC South action as well. Tampa is 1-0. Atlanta, Saints, Carolina all 0-1. So the Saints are at noon on Sunday. You get to watch everybody this week. Saints at noon, 3 o'clock, Carolina at Arizona. Sunday night, Atlanta at Minnesota. That will be interesting. And then Monday night, the first of the doubleheader is going to be Tampa at Houston. So you get to watch the whole NFC South. And by the way, Philadelphia's playing Kansas City. A little rematch of Super Bowl LIX. We're going to turn the tables, talk a little LSU football. LSU Florida tomorrow from Tiger Town, Death Valley. Talk with Gordy Rush after the break here at Rouse's until 6 o'clock. Come on by, say hello. WWLAMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister until 6 o'clock tonight from the Rouse's here, 3711 Power Boulevard. At 6 o'clock, it'll be the Brian Kelly Show from last night as the Tigers get ready for Florida tomorrow. And always happy to have our good friend Gordy Rush joining us. Gordy, I got to start, first off, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I have to show my age a little bit. I go way back. And so he was on the show Monday night. Did you play ball with Bo Davis on your teams at LSU?
Yes. Yes, he was. I go back, too. I'm old as well.
Because he was in the last Archer year and then I think two Hallman years.
Right.
But you must have crossed some of those years.
So I was above. So I played in all of Archer's years. I played at Purdue in 1986 and then I was there 87 to 90. And so I was done the year. I'm 1 year ahead of Bo Davis.
Okay. So, love it, just because, you know, go way back, and at some point, we'll talk about it off the air a little bit. So, Florida, got through Louisiana Tech. Sometimes you play to your opponent. Sometimes it just happens. You know you're better and you are, and you don't play very well. Florida didn't have had a different situation. They played South Florida, and they're a good football team, and they got shown, the big way. And now you got a Florida team. I don't think desperate's the right word. I think Billy Napier, 4-14 against AP ranked teams, 20-20 in his fourth season, might feel that way. How do you see this game just kind of overall, and now that Florida loses to South Florida?
Well, I thought the Florida game against South Florida paralleled the LSU game against Louisiana Tech. They were flat. They were their own worst enemy. They held the football 11 minutes more than South Florida. They outgained them. But they had 11 penalties for 103 yards. They settled for 3 field goals. They didn't execute very well when they got down in the red zone. And they had a lot of key mistakes. They had a punt in which the deep snapper sent it over the head of the punter, so they gave up the safety, which wound up being the margin of victory. And then on that last series, going back to the penalties, they had 2 penalties for 30 yards, and I had a defensive lineman spit an offensive lineman's face after all the from opening night with the Eagles and all the stuff that we saw that happened in that ball game. You know, you still have somebody out there spitting, and so you basically gave them the short field goal. This is a Florida team with talent. They were preseason number 13, and they were their own worst enemy against South Florida, and I think they're going to come play with their backup against the wall. The question is that going to be enough against a very talented LSU defense in Tiger Stadium in a revenge game? You know, LSU lost that game last year and really had no business. They had chances to put them away.
Yeah, and I want you to talk a little bit about that LSU team and really the health of a few players. I know Coach Kelly just put out, I don't want to call it a final because nothing is really final, but, just update on the injury situation on a couple of key guys, for this team.
Well, I think the big one's Braden Moore, who's the transfer center from Virginia Tech, who went out with an ankle sprain, and I had a chance to watch him as he tried to warm up and get back on the field right before halftime, and he re-aggravated it when he was working against a defensive lineman. They were going with some casual practice snaps. He practiced twice this week, and he's apparently a go, and we'll see what percent he's at, and I think that's the big one for an offensive line that really struggled to run the football against Louisiana Tech. Trades Green has a sprained knee. I doubt seriously that he's going to be able to go, and those are the two biggest injuries that LSU has.
Garrett Nussmeier, I mean, LSU goes on the road, gets that huge win over Clemson. It doesn't play, it happens. They get the victory. You move on. And he talked this week, you really haven't seen what he believes is the LSU offense we'll see this season. Agree?
No, I agree 100%. You know, what they did well against Clemson is they ran the football. You know, they run the football, they were really creative in the three-step game and getting the ball out to playmakers in space and slowing down that Clemson defense. Against Louisiana Tech, what happened is that I believe they rushed for 137 yards on 36 carries. The problem was two of them went for 48 and 43. So when you look at the numbers, they ran for 34 times at a net of 37 without those two plays. And against Louisiana Tech, who ran an unconventional 3-3-5 kind of nickel defense, they bring a whole lot of pressure packages. LSU with the offensive line, when they had even numbers, just struggled to execute against a smaller, quicker defensive front of Louisiana Tech. And because of that, Garrett was facing a lot of 7- and 8-man coverages and just struggling to find people open, and they didn't – they weren't hitting all cylinders. You mentioned it, Haas, the fact that you're playing Louisiana Tech, and it was a little sloppy, LSU's performance, and so I agree 100% with him. They have lots of tools, lots of weapons. The question is this offensive line, can they continue the performance they need to play winning football like they did against Clemson?
Yeah, and just to tap in about the defense and what we've been able to see from some of those star players just make plays and just getting some guys healthy back. And even from the transfers, the guys have seemed to mesh really, really well. And, how big of a problem could they be for Lagway and that Florida team? And like you said, it's a night game, so it's going to be loud. It's going to be special.
Yeah, I tell you, Deuce, this is a top-shelf defense. I mean, LSU, you went out, got the 18 transfers. that had six or more starts from Power Four schools, and it doesn't show up any bigger than it does on defense, where they have quality, top-line quality, and they've got quantity. And I think what's changed about this defense that they didn't have the last two or three years was the ability to lock people down on the back end. They went and got Mansoor Delane from Virginia Tech. A.J. Halsey's the safety transfer from Houston, to Marcus Cooley from NC State, and then they've got G.J. Pickett and P.J. Woodland on the other side. They can lock you down, and if you can play man on the back end. Blake Baker wants to get really creative. Harold Perkins Jr. is 100%. He has been outstanding. Whit Weeks is a preseason All-American linebacker. And they're three deep on the defensive line. They went and got three big-time defensive end transfers. Jack Plyburn from Florida, Patrick Payton from Florida State. Jermaine Cooper is from Nebraska. And they keep running numbers at you. This is elite top-shelf defense. And the good thing is you mentioned Langway, who I think is a fantastic talent, had an off game last week against South Florida. LSU has played two teams that have quarterbacks that are dual threat, just like Langway. So this is nothing new. You're not changing the game plan, and you've seen the success they had against those teams.
Tell me what concerns LSU's defense about Langway. I mean, he's a big kid, 6'3", 247. He struggled last week. But what is it that he does that the LSU defense should be most concerned with?
Well, his ability to extend plays. He's a fantastic athlete and had a chance. He's from over in the Woodlands, Texas. He was incredible in high school. And so he's a great athlete. And then you mentioned his size. You team him up with Jayden Baugh, Deuce. And, Baugh's, I think, a guy that not a lot of people in SEC know about, but he's a big tailback. And last year they played big boy football and just stuffed it down LSU's throat in the second half of that game. And that started this run that got them to the bowl game. Eventually they beat Tulane in the bowl game. And it's that 1-2 punch and what they can do in the zone read. And they get downhill on you. Those guys both have size and they're excellent football players.
Well, Gordy, I definitely appreciate it. I know we look forward to it. And, hey, it's going to be a homecoming for not only a lot of players, but a lot of that staff as well for Florida just because of Billy and, just some of the coaches that he has. But, man, if LSU takes care of their business, they should win that game.
Yeah, look, on paper, I think LSU, the spot being in Death Valley and the fact that this is an elite defense, LSU's obviously should be the favorite in this football game. But I think too many people are ready to write off Billy Napier and write off Florida. Yes, they've got a unbelievably tough schedule in front of them, but this is still a very good football team.
We will find out. Gordy Rush, LSU sideline reporter, Jesuit, Gretna, local guy. We appreciate your time as always.
All right, guys. Y'all take care.
You too, pal. Gordy Rush. And he's right. I mean, Google it. You Google Langway, and one of the stories is Billy Napier's buyout, and will Florida lose quarterback Langway?
Yeah.
Like, good gosh.
I mean, that's just the truth.
But then he is 20-20.
Yeah.
And you are 4-14 against AP-ranked teams. There are some schools that works. Not in Gainesville.
Well, in Gainesville, I mean, there's a lot of expectation where you win a couple championships, they raise it, but then, you get rid of what Coach Mullen after him doing another stint there, and it's just like, okay, we want to be the best of the best, and there's some talent there. They just hadn't been able to put it together.
Take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at the Rouses on Power Boulevard. Talking all things for this weekend. Come on by. Get all of your vittles for the weekend. I got mini donuts. I got muffins, pies. They're all to my right. Come see us here at the Rouses on Power here until 6. Back after this. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We do thank you for joining us this afternoon. For Fans in the Pro, all of your Pepsi products, come on out to Rouse's right now. Get an 8-pack, 12-ounce bottles, and a 10-pack, 7.5-ounce cans of Pepsi and Mountain Dew. 2 for $10. Just get everything that you need for the weekend. Prep football tonight. A little warm out there, but I don't think there's any rain in the forecast. And then LSU and Tulane tomorrow. Tulane 2-0 against 1-1 Duke. It'll be Darian Mensah, who was Tulane's quarterback. And I don't. We're going to go all over the place in this segment. But Darian Mensah, for people that don't really follow the NIL situation, I think if I'm correct, in the next 2 years, this year and next, he'll make $8 million NIL money.
Reportedly.
What is, okay.
Reportedly.
All right. Let's say $6 million.
Reportedly. Here's the thing with NIL. You don't have to truly tell. Because it's...
The federal government doesn't even care?
No.
IRS
tax? Not federal government-wise, but it's more so... it's quasi-public.
Right.
Because the companies, they don't have to disclose.
Right.
They don't have to disclose. Either company, whether it's a private or whether it's a public company, they technically don't have to disclose that deal. Now, you know, there's some stuff in that they're changing, and there's some submittals that have to go through and have to be done. But they don't have to report it in that sense. So guess who reports it? Or guess who releases the information?
Other schools in the conference.
they do as well. And those numbers probably aren't true as well. The agent. The agent is the person that is going to report it, even if it's not 100% true. Because guess why?
Makes him look like he's out there just dredging up money.
He's dredging up money.
Look at me, getting you $8 million.
I got you $8 million. Wait, is that for 1 year? Well, no, it may be for 3 years. Well, it's not necessarily. It's $8 million for 3 years if you hit certain incentives. Well, you didn't tell that when you first said it. But at the end of the day, NIL is good and bad. There has to be some type of regulation because I think Brett Martell, he did a story, AP story, about some of the coaches that are leaving college. And it's some of that is NIL. A lot of that is NIL in the transfer portal. I mean, because it's a transactional situation instead of a relationship-driven business. It's
purely.
That's what I'm saying. It's transactional.
Right.
And so now.
I get it.
Yeah, well, I get it, but it wasn't supposed to be that. That was not the intent of NIL in the whole name, image, and likeness program. But that's what it has become. And so now...
Yeah, they went from 0 to 100 in 3 years.
put another zero on it. Right. It went to zero, zero to 1,000. I mean, because it is truly the have and the have-nots, and you have some have-nots that are worried about will we continue to be a farm program, because you've got young, you've got, and hey, I'm happy for them, but you've got individuals that are going from D3. I just saw it. D3 to maybe D1. And transfer portal is squeezing high school kids. I know a ton of talented high school kids that normally would have went to college, but the coaches have just, hey, look, I'm only taking 5 high school players. Like, excuse me?
Only 5? Because
you're
gotten...
only taking 5 high school players.
That's amazing.
And those 5 players are probably rated a 3 or 4 star. Period. That's it. So a kid that needs to develop, he's getting squeezed down to a lower level where normally he would have been at the highest level. And the other part of it is, if you're getting an offer, a legitimate offer, and you're not taking it fairly soon, you better be top 100, top 50, you know, because the schools aren't waiting on you. They feel like, hey, I offered you. You didn't take it. I've moved on to the next. And if they're not having the season that they think they should be having, guess what? Well, I'm not taking, I'm only taking 3 high school players. The rest will be transfers because I have to win. Whoa. And so I need some guys, young men and women, that can play immediately, that have college experience. And so from a coach's perspective, I don't have time to develop you. You're a good player, but I don't have time to develop you. So I cannot offer you. But hey, go to XYZ, and maybe in 2 years, if I'm still here, I hope I am, but if, you know, I can offer you. That's all sports.
Are they going FCS, Division?
You're going
really
FCS.
Really going Division
II and
III?
You're going Division II. You're going, because you need film.
Right.
You need film.
I mean, guys who would have been a recruit at a
correct
Power 5 or whatever.
Whatever we're calling it.
Man.
But they are getting squeezed. And then the other part of it, you jump in the transfer portal. Well, you better make sure that you got a home for sure. Now, most of the guys do. But you could be sitting out there waiting. And now you don't have a choice but to go down to a lower level. Because the Power 5, where maybe you just left, there's nobody that really wants you. And you have to go down a lower level as far as playing class. And that's all sport. That's just not football. That's basketball. That's, you know, women's athletics as well. But that's across the board. That is across the board.
Man, it is a runaway train. They have got to figure out a way to slow down the train.
There is some legislation out there, and I don't even know if that's going to help, because I think that I don't know if that's going to help. That may slow it down, but it basically becomes, until you are an employee, which they don't really want to do.
Yep.
It's going to be hard to – how do you justify it? How do you justify it, and guess where it's going to end up? Back in court.
Oh, all right.
That's my rant.
No, that's information, baby. I mean, it is what it is. You didn't make the decision. The rules are the rules. We're going to come back, talk Saints San Francisco, noon, Sunday, Caesars Superdome. We've got a new 50th anniversary commemorative Abita beer that you can get on Sunday.
And you know who the player of the game? Last week we had
Teron Armstead.
We got the beer man.
Michael
Lewis.
Love it. Back after this. Somebody will. Stick me right here. Well, welcome back. Just for about 4 or 5 minutes, Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister here at the Rouses on Power. They'll be open after this, so come on by and get your weekend stuff. Again, we got the doubleheader tonight at the Superdome, Rummel and ULAB, then Carr against American Heritage. So high school football across the street. We got Disney Descendants going on at the Smoothie King Center. And this weekend, if you see some of the bars and some of the concession stands at the Caesars Superdome, you'll see the Abita Golden Era Golden Lager. It's a limited edition 50th anniversary can for the Superdome's 50th anniversary, so that's awesome. It looks beautiful.
And so that will be with some of the vendors at the Dome. On
yeah,
Sunday
right now course. It's going to be the Dome. Hopefully it'll take off and it'll be places like Rouse's
in
different places. But, yeah, initially it will be at the Dome. And speaking of the Dome, we're going to finish with San Francisco. and I didn't get a chance to talk about him, and that's Nick Bosa.
Yep.
When you watch that guy line up.
A problem.
He kind of gets on all fours, mm-hmm. and then he gets to a three-point stance, and then he takes that left arm and puts it behind. He looks like a superhero yep. about to come out of a rocket.
A sprinter stance.
Right. But he can play left and right. That guy, I don't know how you account for him.
Well, you're going to know where he's at all time. Right. I can tell you that. And then what I'm going to give presents. I am either chipping with my tight end, I'm chipping with my tailback, and I have eyes on him. If my center is covered, then he can't go and help. Maybe the guard is going to help. I mean, they can only reduce down so much. If they reduce and put a guy on every player, then now I have one-on-one on the outside. And so whenever I get a chance, I am giving him presence. There will be very few times that the Saints should leave him in a one-on-one situation. The other way that you combat that is I'm going to run at him a few times where I can get double teams on him, and I'm going to I'm going to make him move side to side, but I'm going to hit him a lot of different ways. So it's either going to be double teams. It's going to be with a toss crack coming down at him. I mean, I know you can't blindside, but you can hit him and let some different guys be able to hit him. But you've got to be able to get presence on him with a lot of different guys. You can't allow him just to rush the passer. Quick game is obviously one. Screen game, I wouldn't run screen game directly to him, and so I have to be creative, you know, how I run some of the screens, particularly out of the backfield, whether it's tight end screens that are blocking him, letting him get upfield. But he's athletic enough where he can feel it and read it, and he can make the play. And so you have to hit him multiple times, and I have to have multiple eyes on him.
What is Brandon Staley thinking right now about the attack for Mac Jones? Trying to stop the run or just go get him?
No. It's not trying to stop the run. It is eight guys in the box. I am throwing 12 different pitchers at the quarterback. The quarterback has to decipher which five are coming. There will be drop eights that he's seeing. So the pitcher has to be muddy completely. I'm putting eight in the box because I want you to throw. Mac, you have to beat me. I can't allow McCaffrey to have two safety high, look, and you run the ball. You have to run this ball in the eight-man front.
We'll find out at noon. My thanks to Charlie Long, Luke Augusta, DePaul Smith here on site. Thanks to everybody here at Rouse's who made a great afternoon. Again, come on by, get all of your stuff. Thanks for listening to Fans in the Pro. We'll see you early Sunday morning to get ready for Saints and the Niners. The Brian Kelly Show is coming up next. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.